This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stephen, good day program. Hello. Wednesday morning is upon us now, the 11th of June, 2014. What's new at DougStephan.com? What's new on the air? What's new in terms of detail stories about, in this hour, I like to do an in-depth piece or two or three, depending on how much time we have, sort of taking apart some of the news of the day, the information. The time we have here is aimed at giving you more thorough information. So perhaps you have new info or different info, so you might make up your mind differently on some of these issues. The number is 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day. The administration finalizing the information on the exchange of the last remaining U.S. prisoner of war in Afghanistan, the exchange for 5 Taliban detainees at Gitmo. This was done the day before the swap actually took place, according to a lawmaker. He said American officials did not learn the pickup location for Sergeant Bergdahl, I call him Mr. Bergdahl, until an hour ahead of time. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, the number 2 Democrat in the Senate, presented this timeline as an explanation for why President Obama didn't inform Congress 30 days before the May 31st trade. Republicans and some of the other Democrats, too, have sharply criticized the president for failing to notify members of elected bodies and contend that the president actually broke the law. Some people have even suggested impeachment. Mr. Obama says, nah, I acted legally. Quote, they knew a day ahead of time the transfer was going to take place, and the Armed Services Committee met behind closed doors. They were told that it was going to take place. Durbin spoke as a panel overwhelmingly backed a measure barring U.S. funds for the transfer of detainees from the prison at Gitmo and the congressional outcry over the swap. Excuse me. What was the vote here on this? Yeah, it was 33-13, bipartisan vote, 33-13. Appropriations Committee added the provision to a $570 billion defense spending bill that blocks money if the administration fails to notify Congress within 30 days of a transfer from Gitmo as required by law. There's a representative named Rodney Frelinghuysen of New Jersey, who's chairman of the Defense Subcommittee, describing the agreement as a violation of trust by the administration. And this is something that can't be overlooked, thus the subtle hint of impeachment because the president broke the law, so they say, or at least some of them say. The measure also bars 85% of the money in the account for overseas conflicts until Secretary of Defense Hagel reassures Congress that no funds will be spent to violate current law requiring congressional notification. How are they going to know that? How do they? These guys are going to spend money the way they want to. They're not going to be able to. This will be toothless. This is not going to happen. It's not going to work. Speaker Boehner said that even though he was briefed on the secret mission to take out Osama bin Laden in 2011, he was kept in the dark about this prisoner agreement. He and other lawmakers have been voicing concerns. Seems to me the first time we heard about this was a couple of years ago. And they said that was the last time, they being Boehner and some of the other Republicans, that they were told or briefed in any way about any negotiations. So it's been a week since the deal. Lawmakers have raised questions about whether Bergdahl was a deserter, whether the U.S. gave up too much for his freedom. Members of Congress cited intelligence suggesting that high-level Taliban officials might be able to return to the battlefield in Afghanistan. And I think particularly galling here is the detail that emerged in a closed-door briefing on Monday with administration officials that 80 to 90 members of the government knew of the swap, but not a single member of Congress. Representative Howard McEwen of California, the House Armed Services Committee chairman, said after the briefing that he'd investigate the deal from top to bottom. Secretary Hagel will testify before the panel. But you know what? That'll take place today, by the way. What is that? Just a lot of testimony and embarrassing. You know, who cares at this point in time? They don't really care. They know that this is demoralizing for our allies. They know it's demoralizing for our soldiers. They know it emboldens the people that we're fighting against. They know we're at war. They know all of these things. The administration conducts itself as it always does. It blasts through things without proper thought, without proper consultation, without proper experience. And so this lack of notification, the whole thing is just about as loud as it usually gets with these people. Are we saying that once we decided to do the prisoner transfer, we had to notify Congress and wait 30 days? That's what Durbin asked when posed the tough questions. A few tough questions, nothing really serious. Durbin said he expected public doubt to subside. Hopefully before the election, right? That's what they're thinking about. They're only thinking about themselves. They're only thinking about the election. They aren't thinking about the military implications of this. What do we know about? We still don't know what the story is with Bergdahl. Don't have a piece of it in our minds at all. All right, so with that in-depth background, let's get some more information from Victoria Jones, who works for the Talk Radio News Service in Washington. More on Bergdahl coming up here on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer for the Boston Mass. Take responsibility.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Tango 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Okay, where to?
House hunting with this.
My phone?
With the Realtor.com app.
It's going to find us houses in this neighborhood?
Yep, just circle the area on the map with your finger and bam, all the homes for sale in that area pop up.
Neato. Now what?
Make a left and I'll call a Realtor.
Okay, but use your phone. I want to play with this app.
Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site. And be sure to work with a Realtor to help guide you through the process. Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
It's 16 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Kenny and I have Victoria Jones from the Talk Radio News Service here to update us on the Bergdahl. I don't call him Sergeant Bergdahl, Victoria. I call him Mr. Bergdahl. I don't understand how he became a sergeant after he was put into captivity by the Taliban. Do you have any information on that as we get started here?
Yes, he's actually a private first class. He was a private first class when he was captured by the Taliban. He received two automatic promotions, and he does not like being called Sergeant Bergdahl. He has said to the nursing staff at the hospital where he is in Germany, I didn't go before the boards, I didn't earn it.
Uh-huh. All right, let's get some questions answered from the administration's point of view. You sit in the briefing room, and you watch as whoever the press secretary of the day is try to flummox their way around explaining all of this stuff. What reaches you during the briefings that have taken place here in the last week or so? What stands out in your mind more than anything else as far as answers or a lack of answers?
Well, I mean, they're not really saying anything particularly new about the Bergdahl swap. I mean, what they are saying to us basically is that if they say anything at all, is that they insist that they had briefed lawmakers, which apparently they had done some time before. And the State Department is saying, in fact, that the briefings were as recent as 2013, which lawmakers are disputing. But the White House is basically just defending the swap and is just reiterating everything that is already said. It's not saying anything new. It doesn't have anything new to add to it. And that was what House Republicans were complaining about when it came out of the hour-long classified briefing last night, saying that they hadn't learned anything new, and in fact that officials told lawmakers that none of the information they were sharing was actually secret. So some lawmakers were saying, well, why was it a classified briefing in that case?
Mm-hmm. What is the prosecutorial situation at the moment? Is he going, Bergdahl going to, when he comes back here after he's in Rhein-Main for a while in the hospital there, comes back here charged with something?
Well, he will be, there will be an investigation. He will, first of all, be questioned. At the moment, he's talking about his experience during the 5 years. Then when they feel he's ready, he will be asked about leaving the base, and he will be asked about the circumstances of his capture, and there will be an investigation of that. But there is no predetermined time schedule for that because they feel that he has got to readjust, and there is no predetermined time schedule for any prisoner of war coming back for how they adjust on this. But he will be investigated for that. You see, he has wandered off the base twice before, once in California and once in Afghanistan, and came back both times.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't actually know whether or not he wandered off to see a sunrise or sunset, as he did once before and intended to come back and instead got snagged by the Taliban, or in fact intended to wander off to the mountains.
All right, we only have a few seconds left. Senator McCain says we should have kept the people because they're hardcore jihadists who are responsible for 9/11. That's nonsense, isn't it?
Yes, it is nonsense, because Colonel Davis, who was the chief military prosecutor at Guantanamo, says when he saw the names, he didn't even recognize the names because they didn't even ring any bells.
Well, the Taliban had nothing to do. The Taliban had nothing to do with 9/11. The Taliban is an Afghanistani group, and they don't go outside of Afghanistan to do whatever it is they want to do. They do it there.
But also, he said that the names had not come up to him as people in Guantanamo for possible war crimes.
Yeah. All right, Victoria, as usual, thorough job. Thank you, Victoria Jones, here on Good Day with a story on Mr. Bergdahl.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, and in a word, the answer is protection.
protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Soon I find I'm in a playground in my mind where the children.
Not sure this is a stellar week for pop music. We'll give it a shot though. Clint Holmes, who I believe is an Englishman, is he not? Kenny?
He's from Buffalo.
He's from Buffalo. I just found out.
Remember,
he's from Buffalo. Playground in my mind.
No, he's from England.
Really? I just got it on reasonable authority. He was from Buffalo.
Clint Holmes? Bournemouth, England.
Bournemouth, England. Did he move to Buffalo? Maybe he moved to Buffalo.
Las Vegas entertainer, but no. He was raised in Farnham, New York, a small village southwest of Buffalo.
In Farnham, New York, southwest of Buffalo.
So born in England, raised in Buffalo.
So see, Richie, I got connections to Buffalo here. Wow. I know what's going on.
You guys know who Clint Holmes is. I'm impressed.
Richie's impressed you know who Clint Holmes was. That's good.
Very good, Meredith.
Very good, Meredith. Clint Holmes, Playground in My Mind. At number five this week, as we review the top songs, Big Pop, five hits from this week in 1973.
Wow, so far this week is starting off very weak. Let's see if we can get any better.
Number four.
Uh-oh.
Elton John's Daniel.
Great song.
Love it.
Yeah. Interesting story song.
Sure.
This is early Elton John, too.
Oh, yeah, this is 75, 6.
What's up, Rich? 73, Rich.
Duh.
We're doing the top five songs this week in 1973. Nice you could be paying attention. Thanks for joining the show, Rich. Come back again.
And here we go back down.
No, this is a good song. Interesting song.
The next song?
Number three this week, 1973, by a lady named Sylvia. I always love this song. Pillow Talk. Pillow Talk.
Quite a lot of elevator getting your teeth pulled music here.
Getting your teeth pulled.
Yeah, you know, when you're in the dentist chair and you hear the Muzak version of this as you're getting your molars yanked.
Not the
next one, though.
No, the next one, you definitely don't want to get your molars pulled.
Like, this is a molar pulling song?
This absolutely is a molar pulling song. Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, this is your staring at your feet in a crowded elevator song.
No, I think there's something to be said. Women love this song, actually.
Women and Doug Steffen.
They don't like this. Rocket, baby. Edgar Winter with Frankenstein. What a comp. This is to Pillow Talk. Go from Pillow Talk to this. Woof. Good Lord. The Edgar Winter Group, number two this week in 1973 with a lot of guitar action here, Richie.
Keyboards and guitar, yeah. And a great drum solo.
Maybe too much of a generalization here about Edgar Winter and all that rock and funk, Richie. Number one, everybody loves Paul McCartney.
Good stuff.
1973, you really got this thing going. The act, Wings, his band, and the song is My Love, number one.
My love.
Sitting here watching this little girl on the floor go to sleep, Richie. I mean, she's got her little couch.
After listening to Pillow Talk and Clint Holmes and Paul McCartney's
My Love. Right to sleep after Clint Holmes.
I would imagine there's a bunch of us that want to join her.
All right. 28 past the hour. This is Good Day. Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
For extra tough jobs, take it to the max with Sacrete Maximizer Concrete. Sacrete Maximizer Concrete incorporates an exclusive formula to give you more coverage per bag. In fact, its specialized aggregate and higher cement content give you 67% more coverage than standard concrete mixes. Because Maximizer provides more coverage per bag, it means less to haul, less to carry, and less to mix, making your project easier. To see why Sacrete is the choice of pros since 1936, visit Sacrete.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, and hopefully you are who you are and you've got it straight in your mind as we work through some of the issues of the day in depth here. The situation in Afghanistan, front and center. If you have been listening, you've been watching, you've been reading, you know Afghanistan has become an incredible can of worms. Five American troops were killed in an apparent coalition airstrike in southern Afghanistan. This information came to light yesterday, one of the worst friendly fire incidents involving U.S. troops since the start of the war in Afghanistan. 14 years we have been there. 14 miserable years. 14 years of killing Americans for nothing. The international coalition says the service members were killed in an apparent friendly fire incident, which the Afghan official who was overviewing this said was an airstrike in a province in the southern part of Afghanistan. Statement said all five soldiers died, but didn't give any more details in the attack. Five American troops killed during a security operation. Investigators looking into the likelihood friendly fire was the cause. What in the world? And then these BSers from the Pentagon say, our thoughts and prayers are with the families of the fallen. Really? Is that any different than all the other Americans who have been killed needlessly in Afghanistan? The country we live in should be ashamed of itself. Ashamed of the waste of men and women, lives, equipment, money. Completely ashamed. This whole thing, we should impeach the whole system. This is one of the most serious cases involving coalition-on-coalition friendly fire during the past 14 years. The casualties occurred during a security operation when the unit came into contact with enemy forces, and there is a possibility that fratricide may have been involved. Incident under investigation, said the announcement that was put out yesterday. A senior police official said that the coalition soldiers were killed when they called for a for close-in air support. The provincial police chief said that there was a joint operation by Afghan and NATO troops in the area, and after the operation was over, the troops came under attack from the Taliban, called in the air support. What are they doing? What are we doing? How do we stand for this? Why isn't there a revolt against this sort of thing? We just sit idly by while these people keep getting attacked and have nothing to show for it. There's nothing being done here. This, you're going to get rid of the Taliban by having any of these fights. The officers killed by NATO airstrikes. There's an Afghan army officer killed apparently as well. No way to confirm some of the information that's coming out of there. NATO in Brussels, where the headquarters are, didn't really comment. The only U.S. troops now involved in combat operations are usually special operations forces that mentor their Afghan counterparts. They often come under fire and are responsible for calling in air support when it's needed. Because of constraints placed by outgoing Afghan President Karzai, these airstrikes are usually called in extreme situations when troops fear they are about to be killed. Karzai blamed a similar airstrike called in by special forces mentoring an Afghan operation for killing a dozen civilians. U.S. military denied the charge, saying that the two civilians were killed in crossfire with Taliban militants. The airstrike was called in when forces thought they were about to be killed by insurgents. Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack against the soldiers today and before, and they'll be responsible for tomorrow, because they're the enemy in Afghanistan. They're the bad guys. Sometimes the Taliban exaggerate their claims, but still in all, this is something that is, there. Let's see, 36 NATO soldiers have been killed so far this year in Afghanistan. Eight of them were killed so far this month. So instead of the president making good on saying, all right, we're going to get everybody out of here as quickly as we can, they still stay. We still waste our resources. Let's see if we can find out a little bit more in depth. Ivan Leland joins me now as an expert on Afghanistan and Pakistan. So whether or not this is Monday morning quarterbacking or not, Ivan, I think everybody who looks at this objectively still thinks we're screwing up here.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, you get caught in these things, and I think Obama probably doesn't want to get out of this in reality since he's eventually doing it, but he escalated before he de-escalated. And so, you know, the problem with these wars is you lose them a long time before you admit that you lose them, and we lost this one quite a few years ago. In guerrilla warfare, it's unlike regular warfare. The guerrillas are weak, so what they do is they hit and run, hide among the population, the terrain, etc. And all you really have to do if you're a guerrilla is keep your army in the field and withstand the attacks of the in this case, the superpower, the bigger power. And many guerrillas are very successful in doing that simply because they do have culture on their side. They know the culture. They know the terrain. People will harbor them because this is a foreign invader. And it doesn't really matter if you're people are always confused, like, how could anyone support the brutal Taliban over the Americans who American soldiers are trained to respect the population. Of course, there's incidents that happen that aren't always, by the rule book, but nonetheless, our soldiers are much better behaved. And the reason for that is when one of the principal problems of these wars is that you never get a break if you're a foreign occupier. The Taliban are Afghan for the most part, and at least the Afghan Taliban are, and so they get a break from the people, even though sometimes they're very brutal. Also, the U.S. has supported some pretty corrupt warlords, and the Taliban are perceived as being tough, but tough justice, but honest people as far as not being corrupt. And so, that's why the Taliban still has so much support in Afghanistan. And also another element, of course, is fear. The Taliban is brutal, and their people fear them. And they also know that the Americans tend to come, and they eventually leave, right? And Obama has said that you know, and as Wong said, that we're going to eventually pull out of there, and now he's established a date of the end of 2016, but at the end of this year, our forces are really going to be confined to base. So at the end of this year, for all practical purposes, we're out. And so, you
know, why are we staying there at all? Why are we staying?
Well, that's a good question. I would be for getting out right now. I don't think, as John Kerry said about Vietnam, no soldier wants to be the last one to die for a lost cause. And I think that's kind of what we're doing in Afghanistan. We've accomplished our mission in the larger sense of getting bin Laden eventually, and decimating the Taliban. So I think, not the Taliban, but the Al-Qaeda. And so the Taliban is not going away. They have much more support than Al-Qaeda does. And also, the most important thing about my article is we've also destabilized Pakistan, which is a much more important country than Afghanistan because it has nuclear weapons. And you just saw the Pakistani Taliban attack a major airport, the major airport in Pakistan. And this is a really brazen attack. And so this insurgency is probably even more serious than the one in Afghanistan.
All right. So we have about 60 seconds here. John McCain says that we should not have let go these Taliban terrorists because they were involved in September 11th. Where the hell did he get that? There's no Taliban involved in September 11th. They weren't even come. They're regional Afghanistani, Pakistani connection. That's it. They're not out to do what Al-Qaeda has done.
Yeah, well, he would say that they harbored, the Taliban government harbored bin Laden. But, of course, there's a guest policy, which if you watch The Lone Survivor, benefited to the American who was captured there. You're supposed to, in Afghan culture, you're supposed to defend your guests. So that's what the Taliban was doing. I think if the U.S. had a more cultural awareness, they might have had the Taliban give up bin Laden. But I think this prisoner exchange is probably overstated. I mean, at the end of the war, you're supposed to release prisoners on both sides.
That hasn't been done. Ivan Elin from the Center on Peace and Liberty, thank you.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
It's smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer can be fantastic with Boston.
Here's something for all of you men who are listening who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement. It has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. And you mentioned Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried at Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560. Join the Good Day Gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
So what brought you in today?
Well, doctor, whenever I get excited, I yodel.
Interesting. So if I said, Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members up to $20 in surprise points. And if I were to say surprise points can be used on qualifying purchases both in-store or online. And the points are only valid until June 11th? Amazing!
I know! I'm not even Swiss!
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery and $6.29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 sign.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Gets them every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now is a lady who's been with us before in Good Day. Kenny and Richie and I are concerned, as are most of you, with the essence of these numbers that are coming out from the VA. Gretchen Martins, known as the Veteran Lady, has a website, untyingtheyellowribbon.com. Pretty compelling site. Check it out. Untyingtheyellowribbon.com. Reference to the Yellow Ribbon. Most people, when they hear that, they think of Tony Orlando and Don. Gretchen, these latest numbers, 67,000 vets have never been seen. 57,000 are waiting for appointments. When you put that up against the number of men and women who are in uniform right now, we're looking at 10% of those who served not getting any attention whatsoever. You're not surprised by this.
No, I wish I could say that I am, but this scandal just seems to get worse and worse. And what is our first response is to throw more money at it.
Yep.
Into a system that is so broken. The scandal now involves 69 facilities, not even a formal audit, but simply a review of those facilities done by the VA Inspector General, reported that 70% of all VA facilities have alternative scheduling practices. So I'm a little skeptical that throwing hundreds of millions of dollars at this is going to get us where we need to be.
You have written that this ought to be something that mayors, city managers, town managers take note of. Why would this have impact on the local level?
Well, what we're seeing increasingly is that veterans are not getting care at the VA. Survey that goes back, done by the VA going back to 2010, reported that roughly a third of veterans refuse to use the VA. Another third will only use it as a means of last resort. So that's two-thirds. That number has actually increased now to 72% who won't use the VA or will use it only as a means of last resort. So where are all those people going to go as we're implementing or expanding the voucher system so that veterans can get care outside of the VA? Where are they going to go? Well, they're going to go to our medical care facilities on Main Street, but they're getting Medicare equal reimbursement. So many of our physicians on Main Street won't see them at Medicare reimbursement rates. So where are those people going to go when they can't get care? Well, they're going to show up with no insurance in emergency rooms. They're going to be calling 911. And I think we're going to see, in terms of the medical side of the house, a real increase and burden on the civilian healthcare system on Main Street, and we're not even talking about that.
Well, we aren't talking about it because people are easily distracted by all of this, and the government, with all the money that it has, is able to confuse the issue, doublespeak, BS, all the kinds of things that come from press secretaries or people that are there to do the hacking for the people who screwed all of this up. And honestly, it hasn't just this administration is great at screwing things up, but they didn't. It may be that under their watch they're getting caught, but you know as well as I do, this has been going on for a long time.
Well, it has been, and I saw something that said Sloan Gibson, the interim director of the VA, has contacted 50,000 veterans about appointments that they were never given. Well, I sat down and did the math. That's 125 people calling 8 hours a day at 5 minutes a call to have contacted 50,000 people in the past 2 weeks. So I find that a rather absurd claim. It sounds very impressive, but when you do the math, they couldn't get people served to begin with. Where on earth did they find 125 people trained and qualified to make those phone calls?
It's more just as BS and PR together. Sometimes it's the same thing. Gretchen, thank you. Gretchen Martin's website, untyingtheyellowribbon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
At bestfares.com in the Better Living Box, also at DougStefan.com, a lot of his blogs and tips. Advertised airfares this week, man, are they all over the place. All the big airlines are all screaming from their websites and in advertising about late summer and early fall fares. Let's find out from Tom Parsons in a moment, who's got some breaking news on what Southwest, some of the other airlines are doing, whether the big legacy airlines match the prices. I'll tell you something, my experience this week, there are no bargains, at least for traveling between now and the end of August. Tom Parsons, Best Fares, sponsored by the folks at Super 8. Go to super8.com to find your super destination.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. Have you found yourself shopping on Amazon for something you don't know the first thing about? All you want to do is buy a new coffee maker, but you have no idea why some cost $15 and others cost $80. If so, you'll want to check out a new site called 5-Star, which quickly picks out the best products in any Amazon category, then sorts those products by budget. Got $20 to spend on a coffee maker? 5-Star will show you the two best units available at that price. Or, if you want to go spring for a nicer model, you'll see slightly more expensive stars of devices in the same search. For 5-star, best just doesn't mean highest rated. Instead, the site is built around an algorithm that factors in relevance, popularity, rating, and price. 5-star was created by a sophomore at Louisiana Tech University who had no idea which toaster he should buy. So he wrote a script that gave him the best toaster for his money. To get started shopping, head over to 5star.io today. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Tom Parsons, editor and publisher at bestfares.com, has some news for you about what the world of travel is seeing when it comes to their sales. There was a three-day sale this week from Southwest, and I guess everybody else jumped on, $49 seats. But isn't the truth behind all of this that these $49 seats and $99 seats, there are two of them on each flight, or three of them, and it's just kind of a lost leader or a bait and switch? Isn't that really how this works, Tom?
Well, actually, this travel period, though, that just ended, was for the fall, the slow travel period. In the case of Southwest Airlines, it was they did only their non-stop destinations. They didn't do a whole 500-mile radius. It was 49. You started at $49, and we were out poking around. We usually found at least we found seats were available almost any date we asked for. But again, it is a hit and miss. But as we go into the summer months for the next 80 days or so, it's going to be a tough ticket. I mean, when you look at airfares from the East Coast to West Coast, if you want to go in the month of July, then you're going to hit refinance your airfares, and that's it. I mean, it's like right. Boston to Seattle, Boston to Portland, Boston to L.A. You're talking about an average of $500, $550. And as we go at the last week of August and September and October, so if you have a family, you must travel in July. You will pay a pretty penny more. But if you don't have to travel in July or August, I'd suggest push it to September. It's a great month to be traveling out there. Hotel prices will come down. The beaches will go down. The San Juan, Cancun will come down by hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Matter of fact, when we look at the airfares coast to coast in September, instead of being $550, you're seeing more. In Boston goes down to $289 to Seattle. You see L.A. in the $318, $319, $329 range.
Yeah.
So you can save $200 per person just by putting off your travel plans. And I still think when you can fly coast to coast for $300 with the cost of fuel the way it is, it's a good deal. That's all there's there.
Not a bad deal. No, it's not. Does it become confusing? You have blogged about airfares becoming, you described it as cloudy rather than clear.
Yeah, well, that's where those seats we talked about. And,
In
most cases, when you buy an airplane ticket on all the airlines, you're entitled to a seat with no cost. However, today the airlines are limiting the numbers they'll give you before departure. At the same time, when I say limit the number of those you can get, they like to throw their free, their more expensive seats to you. But if you hold off, you'll probably get those with no cost. But then you got to say, what are you for the family of four?
Yeah, that's it. Tom Parsons, check out the deals at bestfares.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.